close to the Russian territory of Kaliningrad. The Times newspaper, which had a journalist on board, says mobile phones were not connecting. Our security and defence editor Deborah Haynes says the plane was bringing Mr. Shapps back from Poland.
Russia is well known for electronic warfare. Experts have been talking about a rise in jamming around that area, suspected to be done by Russia.
One of America's most senior politicians has called on Israel to hold new elections.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way. He has put himself in coalition with far-right extremists, and as a result, he has been too willing to tolerate the civilian toll in Gaza, which is pushing support for Israel worldwide to historic lows.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who is Jewish, is also calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas to free hostages and get aid into Gaza. Israel's ambassador to the US described his comments as unhelpful and counterproductive. The community secretary has named several groups he says could be connected to extremism. Michael Gove says some have Islamist views while others promote neo-Nazi ideology. Two boys have admitted animal cruelty after more than 20 animals were killed when an environmental cottage was broken into. Aged 11 and 12, they admitted causing unnecessary suffering to rabbits, snakes and birds at Gunnersbury Park in West London. Sport and Everton defender Jared Branthwaite and Newcastle's Anthony Gordon have received their first senior England call-ups for this month's friendlies against Brazil and Belgium. But Calvin Phillips misses out while Arsenal's Ben White made himself unavailable for selection. And women make up the majority of this year's headliners at Glastonbury Festival for the first time ever. Dua Lipa, Coldplay and SZA have been confirmed in the top spots, while Shania Twain will perform in the so-called legend slot. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
Oh, cheers, Chris.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. For those doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight we'll see a few scattered showers still with some cloud and clear spells as well. Another mild night, but staying breezy with overnight lows of 11. Heading over to tomorrow, it is kind of the same as today. Some clouds, some bright spells and scattered showers. Some being heavy at times. It will stay mild and breezy with highs of 15.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM. You in association with St. Francis Hospice. Doing more than you think.
I don't know why. You think that's you. Oh, sorry, Michael. I always feel terrible. Just, yeah, hang on. Oh, Michelle Spencer is in the studio. It is Thursday. It is after five. How are you doing, Michelle?
Good, good. How are you, Joe?
All great, all great, all great. Yes. Yeah, it was a lovely day this morning, wasn't it?
It was.
And this afternoon, until literally you turned up at the door.
What's going on? Nothing to do with me. Nothing to do.
So, listen, we know what you're going to be talking about today. You gave us a kind of heads up. Not sure exactly kind of where you're going to go with it. We'll see. So you're here to talk about allergies, aren't you, today?
Yeah, especially because it's that time of year, isn't it? So I'm going to start off with a fun fact. Did you know, actually, the highest recorded sneeze speed is 165 kilometers per hour. How they measure that, I have no clue.
Yeah.
But it's a fun fact for you. So obviously this time of year, full of sneezes, full of blocked sinuses, hay fever, full bloom. Especially, yeah, if you're like me, I've been a long time, lifetime allergy sufferer, actually. Yeah. It's just one set of trees. So got a couple hacks that we, one of hacks that I actually use, because I don't want to rely on medication all the time, but like I said, sometimes you need to when it gets really extreme.
Do love a hack, Michelle. Well done.
Hack. So yeah, so I'm here to talk to you about breathing and how breathing can actually help you cope with your seasonal allergies. So, and we're talking about hay fever, seasonal allergies. We're not talking about nut allergies.
No.
this will not help your nut allergies.
So pollen, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, so I always come in and talk about yoga. You talk a lot about yoga as in the poses, but also another part of the yoga is breathing, and we call that pranayama. And we've talked about breathing in different aspects. And as you know, yogic breathing can help you with different situations. So we have pranayama for cooling ourselves. We've practiced that with the tongue. Mm-hmm. We've got it for warming ourselves up. We've done that recently. We've got it for calming ourselves down. We have for stimulating ourselves or jazzing ourselves up. And we even have it for sinus clearing. Yeah. So there's a couple that you can do to help you with your sinuses and sinus blockage. And it's good also, I always think like this, the breath work we're going to do today, alternate nostril breathing, I use also after long-haul flights as well. Because I don't know about you, but whenever I come off a long-haul flight, I tend to have clogged sinuses. What about you, Joe?
Not really. I can't remember the last time I was on a long-haul flight, though. So, unless it class Southend, that was what I meant. No.
Yeah, so whenever I fly overseas or to Canada or anything like that, it's long-haul flights, obviously. So it's, and then I do tend to have clogged sinuses, which then turns into sinusitis or sinus headaches.
Right.
So with this trick today, we're going to hopefully eradicate that a bit of it.
Mm.
So in yogic breathing, just before we get to the activity, in yogic breathing, I've talked about it before as well, about we tend to breathe through our nose. And actually that is, it's not just to do with yoga. It is actually, the medical professionals recommend you breathe through your nose as well. It is the best way to breathe. And it's funny because I was thinking today, I'm like, one of the things it says, it's not good to cut your nostril hairs or wax them. I'm like, well, especially if you're a gentleman at this time of the year who suffers from seasonal allergies. Like my husband, probably best not to go for your annual Turkish wax up the nose.
Yeah.
So
I would suppose because that does stop all the sort of like, you know, the pollen. Really, it kind of catches it, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And
it's
that's
not a nice picture to think about.
No, but that's the whole point. That's exactly it. So your nasal hairs actually help filter out any anything that's going to come into your nose. And especially if you live in the big smoke, London. Sorry, heard that from the Northerners. The Northerners call it the big smoke. Anyways, but as you know, if you take the tube or anything and you go and blow your nose, sorry if you're having your afternoon tea, but it comes out black, right? So your nasal hairs help filter anything coming into your body, whereas your mouth doesn't do that. Mm. The other thing that it does, and we've practiced this with the breathing in through your nose actually warms the air before it enters the body versus breathing in through the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Actually breathing in through the nose. Also, I'm sure I've talked about this. I talk a lot about breathing in my classes, so I'm not sure if I've talked about it here or where. I'm obsessed with breathing. But because of the way your nose is structured as well, the way you breathe, it slows the airflow down, which then also promotes relaxation. And it also increases blood circulation of oxygen and carbon dioxide, which also slows the breathing rate and improves your overall lung volume.
Right.
Another interesting fact for you. Did you know your right lung is larger than your left lung?
Stop it.
Isn't that crazy? And apparently, so your right lung apparently has 3 lobes, where your left lung only has 2 lobes.
What?
So
I'd rather get to this age and not know that. Michelle.
I know. They didn't teach us that in science, did they? I've got some couple more fun facts for you. I thought that was fascinating. So we're going to talk about alternate nostril breathing. In yogic terms, it's called Nadi Shodhana.
Hang on. You need to say that a little bit slower.
Nadi Shodhana.
Nadi Shodhana. Yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I like to know the words.
Yeah, that's it. Alternate nostril breath. Good. Well done. Look at you trying to pick up Sanskrit.
I know.
So we're going to do a little bit of a practice, and if you're listening in, you can practice along with us and walk us through, like, baby step it. I'm not going to go right in and make it difficult. So,
yeah.
Again, so you can practice at whatever level, and then hopefully I'll give Joe the instructions and she can put them up there on our catch-up, and then when you feel ready to, if you're at home, you can progress on. So that's the way we do it. So another interesting fact, 75% of us, most of us, breathe only one nostril at a time.
Right.
And actually, you can test that out by breathing onto a mirror. And if you breathe through your nose onto a mirror, you'll see you have one larger fog patch than the other. You're going to go home and do this, aren't you?
No. I actually knew that one.
Did you? Yeah, that. So, and then also the other thing is, if you are right-handed, you tend to be left nostril dominant.
I didn't know that.
So the other way around. So, but we're going to start with our right nostril today. So what we need to do is block off our left nostril. And all we're going to do is breathe in and breathe out through the right nostril only as you hold it. So you can do it like 5 times. And then once you've done your 5 times, just switch over. Then do the left nostril.
In through your nose, out through your mouth, yeah?
In through your nose, out through your nose.
Oh, okay.
So we keep the mouth closed in the entire time. So we breathe in and breathe out. And again. So you just repeat it and then do again 5 the other way. So that's step 1.
Oh.
And you might find it harder than the other side as well.
Mm.
And sometimes I always find it loosens it up a bit.
Yeah.
I just have tissues nearby. And I haven't even shown you the other breathing ones that require tissues.
No, we don't need
times.
To do that. Time of day when people are eating.
Right. Oh. So the next step after that, once you feel comfortable just breathing in one nostril, then the other nostril, we can switch it up. So we'll, again, let's block off the left nostril. Breathe in the right nostril. And then breathe out the left nostril.
Yeah.
So you breathe in right and breathe out left.
Got you.
So,
yeah.
And then it also kind of gets you used to using the fingers to pinch off the nose. So when I pinch it off, I tend to do, well, because I'm going to use my right hand, I do index finger on my right nostril, thumb on my left nostril.
Yeah. So how long do you do that for, and how often through the day would you do that?
So as a beginner, I would maybe just do like 10, 20 rounds.
Right.
That's it. And as you progress, there's one more step, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine. And as you progress, you can do it longer, right?
Okay.
So as long as you feel comfortable, I'd say 10 minutes. So when we practice breathing practice in my yoga classes, we do 5 to 10 minutes of actual breathing practice.
Right, okay.
So, last one.
Okay,
right.
Here we go.
You ready? It gets complicated. So we're gonna. So remember, I was talking about using. So imagine your pinky on your right hand. Yep. So, index finger, pointer finger, blocks off the left nostril.
Yeah.
Thumb was gonna block off the right. Yeah. Okay. I had to think about that. That's it. So yeah, over top.
So your thumb on your left part of your nostril and your...
That's your right nostril.
Looking
I know. Okay. I'll mirror it for you then. I'll mirror it for you. Right. Pretend this is my right hand.
So you have to go like that.
Okay. Just go like this. And it doesn't matter which hand you use. Just do one thumb and
I can't believe I've argued. We've had an argument in almost a year, Michelle.
Thumb and pointer finger. Let's just do thumb and pointer finger. One on one nostril, one and the other on the other nostril. Yeah. So let's start breathing in through the right side.
Yeah.
And then you close off the right nostril and you breathe out through the left side.
Yeah.
And then you breathe in that left side.
Yeah.
And you breathe out the right side.
Yeah.
So you're just doing that. So you're breathing in.
Yeah.
Breathing out.
Yeah.
That's it.
I've got you.
And then as you progress, what you can do is lengthen the breath and you can actually add a hold. So once you've breathed in, you can hold it for a little bit before you breathe out. And it does work wonders when it's like clearing the sinuses and working it. And like I said, because you tend to breathe more through one nostril than the other anyways, one nostril does become more blocked. So it's helping you kind of just circulate, and especially after a long flight where the air is circulated on the flight. So it's...
No, it does make sense because you can actually feel it. Without, you know, you said if you put a mirror there, you don't really need to do that because when you're breathing through the left and right nose, you can actually feel which nostril is, you can get more air from. So, yeah, totally. But, yeah, no, thank you, Michelle.
That's it. So, I'd love to know how people get on with that one if they try it.
Absolutely. Yes. So, as I always say, around this time of day, how do we get hold of you?
You can get hold of me on my website. www.anahata.co.uk and it has information for all my classes, upcoming workshops and upcoming retreats as well.
Fabulous. And you've requested a song today because you are going to Glasgow. You're exceptionally happy.
We've
got all female line up virtually. Loving this. So which one did you choose, Michelle?
Shania.
Yay! Cheers, I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Let's go, guys.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Going at it all.
all hang out. Wanna make some noise, scream and raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions, make no conditions. Get a little out of line. I ain't gonna act politically correct. I only wanna have a good time. The best thing about being old man is the prerogative to have a little fun. Yeah. Oh, totally crazy. Forget I'm a lady. Men should short skirts. Feel like a woman. Hey! The girls need a break tonight. We're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our hang down. The best thing. Like a woman. Like a woman.
At Active Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today. Do
you? Someone you know have a drug problem.
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Before we take a look, see what's going on locally on the roads and on the tubes, we're going back to the 80s with Pepsi and Shirley with Heartache.
FM travel news.
Well, on the M11 London Bound, it's slow approach A406 at Junction 4. Also slower than 406 towards the A12, Hampstead and Stratford. And speaking of Stratford, don't forget the big match for West Ham United today, taking on FC Freiburg at home for the Europa League. The football match is starting soon at 5:45. Can't be believe I'm not there. Anyway, focus back onto the usual traffic coming out of London back into Essex. Not looking too unusual there at all. But on the A13, there's one lane closed due to roadworks and speed limit in place between Five Bells and Pitsea Flyover. Now, in A127 eastbound, slow traffic between Rayleigh Weir and Progress Road. A130 northbound, slow traffic there at Howell Green. In Braintree, slow traffic on A120 eastbound between the B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout. Brentwood, slow traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and in Grave Road towards the High Street, Wilson's Corner. Ongar Road looking the more congested at the moment. And in Chelmsford, slow traffic on Chelmsford Valley Road between Valley Bridge and the Rectory Lane. Colchester, it's slow traffic on Lexton Road between Cymbeline Way and Balkan Hill. And in Westcliff, there's slow traffic there on Prittlewell Chase, westbound between Victoria Avenue and Westbourne Grove. Over to the Tube, there's minor delays on the Central Line. Take a look at the timetables there. It's really tricky on a lot of the line, especially the east part of it. Minor delays on the Hammersmith and City Line due to cancellations. Underground stations closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. And that's it from the traffic.
the Shake It Off track today as well. We are going back to the 70s. It's been a while, actually, since we've been to the 70s for the Shake It Off session. But it's going to be a brilliant song. Liquid Gold is going to be with Dance Yourself Dizzy. I know. Do you believe it? We've got loads more coming up as well, including this from Crowded House. Oh, hi. Local sport.
Today's sport on Phoenix FM Drive with Joe Bailey.
Well, it's a big match for the Hammers fans today. It's round 16 of the Europa League, and it's the second leg behind being held, I should say, at the London Stadium today. Now, SC Freiburg won the first leg 1-0, so our boys have it all to do tonight. It's a 5:45 kickoff in 10 minutes. Oh, I can't believe I'm not going to be there, to be fair, but there you go. Looks like Emerson is going to be out, and of course, our Cornet, or Cornet fan, you already know that he's got an hamstring problem there. Right now to Southern Premier Division, hashtag women took on Billericay Town women at Park Lane Avery. In attendance was 178 as well. Got a brace from new girl Valentine Percy. And in the first half, ensuring hashtag took the 3 points, it takes them even closer to the top spot as they're sitting in second in the table now, just 6 points behind the league leaders at Portsmouth. And Billericay now in ninth with 17 points. And both teams obviously going to meet each other in the Essex Women's Cup final Thursday, the 11th of April, taking place at the taking place at Colchester United ground. Billericay Town under 21 Academy took at a home win against Chelsea's under 21s women's with two goals, one from Isla
Casey Keane, and two from Isla Callison. So that was a brilliant one there. And just to let you know what's going on with localish, well, I can walk there literally, Brentwood Town FC. They've got an Easter egg collection, and it's supporting their sponsor and help to support as well to make donations of Easter eggs, which can be delivered to the Lennox Children's Cancer Fund and Let's Get Out. Now, all donations can be dropped off at any of the home fixtures. Now, these are the home fixtures. Stone Market Town, Tuesday the 9th, 19th of March, we're playing at home there. Morden and Tiptree, we're at home, Friday the 22nd of March. The rescheduled one, which was supposed to have been played this week, against Powers and Pitsy, will be on the 26th of March. And Witham Town, we're at home again on Monday the 1st of April. So you can drop off all your eggs then. Now, that's it from the sport. And now we have got Heim with Narrow Minute.
Looking in the mirror again and again, wishing my reflection would tell me something. I can't get a hold of myself, I can't get out of the situation. Walking in the streetlight, thinking about last time. This time I said I would do this right, said I would never break this promise. But now I'm back to counting on us. We cannot be friends, cannot pretend that it makes sense. We cannot be friends. Cannot pretend that it makes sense. Cause now I'm in it, but I've been trying to find a way back for a minute. Damn, I'm in it, and I've been trying to find my way back for a minute. Walking all the doors in my house, I'm alone in my head. But I wish you were in my bed. Myself. Gotta change the situation. Been in the way that I felt when I woke up. Told me that I shouldn't give in, give up hope. Told me that I shouldn't fight what I feel. Told me I should not let go. Cause we cannot be friends, cannot pretend that it makes sense. Cause now I'm in it, but I've been trying to find my way.
Actually, Estee's Haim's birthday. Was not her name, Haim. I can't remember what their surnames are. The Three Sisters, pop alt rock band from Haim, born this day in 1986. Actually, there's a birthday boy as well from Hanson. That track will be coming up in a minute, but I just want to let you know what's going on tonight.
Lovely cricket.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8 p.m. for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, as John just said, he's got the Non-League Football Hour on tonight at 7pm. He's actually going to be talking to Great Wakering Rovers manager Marcus Bowers and Romford's chairman Steve Gardner about their team's progressions to the FA Vars semi-finals. And after that, 8pm, we've got a bumper-to-bumper with Gareth Williams. Already gave a shout-out to Night Shift with Madeline Christie. If you love country, you're listening to that from 10pm tonight. And of course, as I just said, taking over from me soon in 98 Not Out, latest local, national and international cricket news. He's actually going to have another guest in tonight. He's going to be talking to Daily Mail's cricket writer Paul Newman. So that's all happening tonight. But as promised, it's Taylor Hanson's birthday. Yeah, he's the one who played the keyboards. Yes, 1983 was born. Happy birthday. Mbop, hence 1997, that was number one. And then we're just going to have the ads, and we have still got the Shake It Off session, and we're going to be finishing off the show tonight as well with Beatles, and we've got another track just come in for requests as well, so I'm going to sneak that one in for you before Darren takes over.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM. Boy, you can keep it. Shake, 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 shake.
That makes me smile, that song. Liquid Gold with Dance Yourself Dizzy. That was our Shake It Off session for today. And if you've got one, you can let me know. radio@phoenixfm.com or, of course, on my socials. Now, you know it by now, right? At Joe Bailey Music or at Joe Bailey Music 1 for X. Now, we've got Beats Come Together coming up, and that's going to take us right up to the news. And then, of course, you've got the wonderful 98 Not Out with Darren Mutu taking over from me straight away after that. But first, here's Jamiroquai with Cosmic Girl. This is for David. Wanted to sneak this one in. He done a little joke, basically, said that I'll be able to get to the West Ham game. Yes, it's kicked off now. I'm not there. I'm here at the studio. I'll be listening to it on the radio on the way home. Thank you very much, David. Thank you so much to Michelle, my guest. And I will see you back here tomorrow. I've got some fab guests as well for you tomorrow. And, stick around for Darren. Here's Jamiroquai, Cosmic Girl, and Beatles Come Together. Have a brilliant one. Night. Oh, yeah, I forgot to say. Come on, you irons.
She was from another time, like some baby Barbarella with on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.